How lucky are you? This is the Microsoft Virtual Academy episode with Christopher Harrison. The big reveal is coming up this episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and guess what? I am here with Christopher Harrison. Yeah, he's got all kinds of surprises for you today. And to try and temper down the excitement is Matthew Calder, here again from the Lex Group, talking about Microsoft Virtual Academy. Now, we just passed build, and a million things were just like shoveled into us for like crazy speed, and we need a little bit of something to help us understand what's going on. Before build, we know we had a lot of kind of prelude sort of courses, little bite-sized courses to get us ready, and there's even more coming thanks to MVA and all the stuff that they do for you, the developer. Matthew, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'll try to keep the excitement to a low level and balance out Christopher there.
using your gift. That's right. Hey, Christopher, I can't tell you how excited I am for what you're about to tell us.
Yeah, excellent. I don't know what it is that I'm about to tell you, but I'm very excited about it as well.
Well, let's see. We're headed into April, and yes, so are. April Fool's has already passed. So there's no point in calling that out. And there was a lot that happened last month, and we're going to start with a little look back. Matt, I want you to kind of give me a feel for what developers can go to MVA right now, look in the catalog, and expect to see, and some new stuff that we just introduced.
Well, like you mentioned, last month was getting ready for build, and there was a lot that happened. Now, we did, Christopher actually drove, a bunch of courses called Building Blocks that covered the key themes, the exciting things of build, Internet of Things, game development, DevOps, which is actually exciting if you've got to manage a whole lot of stuff like that. Web application.
Big data.
Big data. And if you want to get your head around...
You missed the sixth one? The one I did? Why are you skipping that one?
Mobile app development, universal Windows UWP. Platform apps, UWP yes, apps. UWP.
I would have led with that. But that's fine.
Yeah, but you might be biased.
All right, so those were the six. And that's a lot of content, but I think the important part was they're bite-sized, right? Just an hour or so each so that you can kind of consume it without a major investment.
The way I would use them is if you want to get your head around something big like Internet of Things, what's our story around Internet of Things? There's a lot there. This is a great bite-sized way to like figure out, okay, when do I have to care about, you know, Windows IoT Core? When are we talking Azure services? Are we talking about me and what I'm doing as a hobby, or is this like industrial scale stuff? There's a lot to get oriented around. You don't want to waste time. Take a few minutes, watch the Building Blocks course.
You know, I'm trying to consume all of build, and I'm maybe a halfway through. It's just there's so much there, you know. And even when I'm watching stuff that I was watching, it was the app extensions, right? And I'm thinking to myself, now, how many developers who aren't familiar with just core concepts in UWP are going to understand app extensions? I mean, it's such a big next step, and where can they go? I kept coming back to these courses and so happy that these building blocks were there just to get everybody up to the first step so we can start sprinting upstairs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because you don't want to spend time like figuring out what you need to learn. You want to know what you need to learn and then start building stuff. And we're here to help you with that. So
Yeah, that's right. What do you think about that, Christopher?
No, I agree. I mean, when we put these together, the goal was sort of threefold, really. Number one was, of course, to, you know, help get people ready for build. Number two was to help get people ready for all these code labs, which are in the process of being recorded and are going to be available on Channel 9. So you could, you know, go check out everything that they did. And it's worth mentioning that all the code lab instructions and source code and all of that is available on GitHub as well. And then finally, just like you mentioned, that if somebody's just looking to get into one of these topics, these building blocks are a great first step into that. So if you don't even know, you know, what the W in UWP stands for, this can help you get to that level. So then that way, when you go in and you take, you know, one of the UWP courses that you put together, Jerry, that you're that much further ahead when you go into it. And the more you know when you go into a course, the more you're going to learn from it.
Yeah, that's right. It's Windows.
But yes. Thank you.
All right. Now, I know we're in a minute we're going to shift gears and we're going to talk about the post-build content that we're going to start bringing into the catalog. But before we did that, more things happened last month, yep, not specifically just around build. And so let's make sure we don't miss those good pieces.
One key thing we did is we re-released one of our most popular courses, C# for Absolute Beginners from Bob Tabor. We've recorded a new version of it using the latest version of Visual Studio so that when you're working along, what you've got on your screen looks exactly like what's on camera. Just freshened that one up a little bit. So if you know someone who wants to get started writing, writing apps, that's a great place to point them, and just got the new one out there. A couple other good courses.
And so this course, this one really isn't about the advanced features of the next version of C#.
No.
Because this is a course for absolute beginners.
Yep.
For absolute beginners. He goes through it at a pace that, really, you can go from zero to getting ready for the next level, but in what's mm-hmm. coming with C#6. Yeah. But it's meant for someone who's new to writing code at all. But if you've got even a little experience, it's worthwhile. He's a great instructor. Yeah. So if you need to get comfortable with someone holding your hand, this is the place to point someone.
Okay, cool.
So at the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, here we go. Now to the advanced side.
We did do a deep course on getting started with Internet of Things. Pete Brown and Tony Goodhue from the engineering team, they cover all kinds of stuff. Hooking up the wiring with Arduino, writing code.js apps for the Windows 10 IoT core. So they've got about.
Now this is a full course, right? This isn't just a little snippet. This is. I'm ready to go deep. I'm ready to actually learn something that I can apply today or tomorrow after I go through the course.
Exactly. This is. You know, hey, I've played around with a couple things in my garage, and I think this is fun. This is. Where do I take it to, like, a real industrial scale, commercial level, Internet Things application?
So. And, a lot of people don't realize how lucky they are to have Pete Brown as the instructor. He is Mr. IoT right now, and he's been a reliable resource to developers in the community for so long, so it's great to have him as the course instructor as well, so that's very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. We got the revamp of C# for Absolute Beginners. Yep. We've got this one for IoT. What's the actual name, IoT, for Windows? Tell me the
real name. Getting Started with the Internet of Things.
Getting Started with the Internet of Things. Perfect. And it's a Windows 10 IoT course. Yep. And then keep on rolling.
We've got Orchestrating Data and Services with Azure Data Factory. If you're someone that needs to automate or extend a bunch of pipelines for big data projects. Data Factory is part of the Cortana Analytics Suite, and we've got a good course with Sonia Carlson and Pete Harris where they go deep on that, really targeting an experienced developer who's used to working with this stuff, or someone who thinks they want to be a data scientist and they want to go big. So that's a good one.
And, I think it's worth stepping back. A lot of developers look at the fun that we have at Build, where we're talking about Project Oxford stuff, and then we've rebranded Project Oxford into Cognitive Services, and I'm sure there's a lot of developers who think to themselves, I wonder where that's productized, where I could bring it into my enterprise, and that's where the Cortana Analytics Suite comes in. It includes that and so much more, and Power BI and all these other pieces as well. So where does it all come together? In the super suite called Cortana Analytics Suite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Part of Azure.
It is definitely in the Azure family.
That's where we keep it.
Yeah, we're in the Azure closet. It's great.
In the cloud.
It's enormous. It's like the TARDIS. You open it up, it's gigantic on the inside. It's absolutely enormous.
And it's also blue.
Hey, that's great. Did you see the in the keynote where they were showing the new Azure data center and how enormous it is, the mile long? It's unbelievable.
Seriously?
It's Microsoft's Gigafactory. That's what it is.
The
just like Tesla has.
Soon it's all going to be underwater and offshore.
Sure. Yeah. I can't wait for Microsoft.
I like to spread those.
To be blamed for global warming. That'll be awesome.
We'll just put a bunch of CPUs down there and anyways, the other thing that was huge last month, announced at Build, and we've got some training to support it, Xamarin. Xamarin for Absolute Beginners. Christopher will tell you about that. There's also a course that we put on edX.org, which is Christopher's course is for Absolute Beginners. The course on edX goes a little bit deeper. There's some more things you can do on the edX in terms of labs, exercises, things like that. Then we've also got a book from Charles Petzold.
Very nice.
On creating Xamarin apps. So, Christopher, why don't you
Throw
away?
So let's go ahead and back the whole thing up, just in case you happen to miss this at Build. And this was probably, I don't know if it was the biggest announcement, but it was certainly in the top five.
It was the one that got the biggest applause, that's for sure.
It seemed to, just for a minute, just that overwhelming reaction, Scott Guthrie even paused for a moment. And you know, that never happened. It was crazy. The crowd went just, you know, wild over it. But anyway. Yeah, so completely free for all SKUs of Visual Studio, and that includes Visual Studio Community. So if you want to get up and running, you can do that. And there's also available for free as well and I'm going to get the terminology wrong, so I'm going to avoid using terminology here. But there is a little piece of Xamarin that runs on macOS that you can use for actually compiling into iOS and to actually get the emulator up and running. That part there is free for community. So there's a higher level of that that's free for professional and other versions of MSD. But in any event, so long and short of it, sort of a babbling way of saying Xamarin is free.
Xamarin is free, and why wouldn't people applaud? It was $1,000 per operating system type per developer, so you have a 20 person
year.
$40,000 a year extra that now we just absorb and give to you for free. It's pretty awesome.
We
kind of prepaid it with our, who knows, we paid a lot. I've seen the rumors, and it's a big number. It's more commas than my salary has, I could tell you.
So we're all set and ready to get you up and running. So the MVA is 100% just an absolute beginner's. Let's just get you started. So we walk you through the installation process. We walk you through how to get Mac OS X up and running. We walk you through how to get the connection, how to run your emulators, show you a little bit of debugging. And basically, we stop there. And we stop there on purpose because the next step is to then start creating apps, and that's where the edX course picks up. So you can then go into the edX course, you can start working through an app, and by the end of it, see the power of Xamarin, see the power of Windows Forms, and then if you decide, hey, you know what, I need to dig even deeper, we've got 1,200 pages of Charles Petzold ebook goodness ready for you for free. So if you're looking to really just dig in and see what's going on with Xamarin, we've got all the bases covered. We've got a perfect path for you to follow here.
Beautiful. So, and everything we're talking about is in the catalog now. You can go get it and start feasting.
Exactly. So there is a link, and of course I don't have it at the ready that you can go to see all of what we created for you.
Isn't it mva.microsoft.com?
You can go to mva.microsoft.com, absolutely. And I can't find it really quick. We'll get it out there. But there is an AKAMS that has a landing page that shows you all three of those resources.
Perfect. All right, that's perfect. You can circle back at the end of the show, maybe, if you find it before.
Sure.
Then.
Yep. I'm going through my email right now.
All right. So that's what has happened. All right, then, Matt. It's exciting. I'm psyched about it. Now we have a lot of things kind of coming. And a lot of courses that you have scheduled here. So let's talk about what a developer can kind of look forward to in the month of April.
XAML templates, actually. Mm-hmm. That's we'll have you and Darren May talking about. Which it's if you want to start doing UWP, XAML's the thing to use. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that course there, Jerry?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorites. So this is a little bit different than all the other XAML courses. This is really meant to be a 300-level course for people who already understand XAML but are ready to learn some advanced techniques. And so this one goes through all of the uses of templates, and templates are a fundamental piece of XAML that every developer is probably already using, but we go probably the next level, so you can really see how they're used, how they're abstracted, and how they're applied to controls as well as data. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can kind of implement that. This is a companion to two other courses, one on layout controls and repeaters, and another one on custom templated controls as well. And you know, honestly, Matt, there's no course like this anywhere else, and there's very little information on the internet that really goes deep. And so this is a missing piece. There's several other gaps, and Darren and I have talked about even filling those as well, because it just seems like developers deserve to know kind of the textbook way these are meant to be implemented and not to kind of poke around in the dark until they get it to work. And so these others that were released 2 months ago, they had tremendous reception, and we've had just a lot of accolades and actually a lot of thanks on Twitter coming in for it. And that's very rewarding for us, of course. And it kind of gives us a little bit of motivation as well to kind of keep going and kind of pushing those forward. So this is the third of three, and then we'll see kind of where we go from there. Speaking of Darren and myself making courses, there's one other, but maybe you were going to mention it. I didn't know. The template 10 course that everybody keeps asking about.
What's the other course, Jerry? I heard about the Template 10 course because people were asking me on Twitter, where's this course? I'm like, I don't know.
Well, it's coming recorded. In April. It's in the queue. It's in the queue. Let's hope it comes in April. That's exactly right. All right. So keep going, though. That's enough about me.
Christopher, what else you got coming out this month? You've got a lot of great titles here on your calendar.
What do we have coming up? So we're working on putting together an MVA on Azure Data Lake, which is a relatively new offering from the data platform on Azure. That should hopefully ship at some point later this month. And I'm trying to think of other goodness that I've got coming down the pipe.
Wait, you keep thinking about it. I'm going to go ahead and say what the URL is for all of the content that we created around Xamarin. So that is, let's see, it's AKAMS MVA XAM, like MVA XAM. Nice. Yep. AKA.MS. So no .com, just AKA.MS/MVA XAM.
Yes.
/. That's right.
/ MVA XAM. Yep. So...
write it down. This is a moment in history.
I'm speechless.
You did so much last month that you should just take April off, Christopher.
That's it. Yeah, I'm just gonna walk away. Just drop the mic. Walk away. No, we've got a lot of things that we've got cooking at the moment. That we're hoping to get out by the end of April. Unfortunately, none of it I can talk about quite yet, just because things can happen and it might not actually release. One of the big things that we are trying to get out the door sooner rather than later is an MVA on React. We've got a lot of demand for that. So hopefully we can get that out the door by the end of April. And we're also going to be updating a few courses that we're going to be updating the Database Fundamentals course to get that, well, a bit more up to date and then also into a better, more consumable style. We're going to be doing the same thing with our Introduction to HTML, CSS course, get that into a... kind of a more modern style into a more consumable format. So we've got some stuff cooking.
Okay.
Those are key courses. Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, we'll all go back and watch all of the massive content that we put in the catalog last month as well.
Exactly. You can watch Jerry for days right now on MVA.
I do.
I've seen that course so many times. In all reality, let's see. Let's go back to February. Did we? What happened to the guy who came to Microsoft? Was he going to be? Were we doing something special with that guy? I can't remember. I remember he came, and it was the day before the show. Remember when we recorded last week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's the fellow that the one that tripped to Microsoft.
Yeah.
And he sent a bunch of photos out while he was here. He had a great time. He was just blown away by how cool it was here. He started off like really kind of quiet. You know, not really putting himself out there, but, after we geeked out with him, after we showed him the garage, he really started like getting excited, showed him all the toys. And then, there was the other fellow, who won a trip to Build. He couldn't be here today, but we're going to try to get an interview with him. He participated in the Know It Prove It challenge in February. Yeah. Won the trip to Build. He was there.
From where? Where did he come from?
He is a Microsoft certified trainer from, I think, South Carolina. I hope I don't get the Carolina wrong, but he is from the American East.
East Carolina. He's from East.
Cool. So I'm looking forward to meeting him a little later this week, finding out what
a neat experience for these guys too, you know? I mean, why not? That's just something they'll remember for a long time. Yeah. All right. Are you a developer looking to learn Microsoft technologies? There's a one-stop shop for you to go to learn everything you could possibly want to know. It's Microsoft Virtual Academy at MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com. Matt, Christopher, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you guys.